Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Citizens information slot, we are dealing with carers, supports and family leave from work, and I'm joined by George Ford, who is information officer with South Munster Citizens Information Service based in Fermoy. Good morning to you, George. Wrong fader up. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning.
Good morning, George. You're very welcome to the programme. Now, firstly, are you still mainly operating by phone?
Yes, so we're providing our service mainly by phone, but we also see people by appointment where it's not possible to deal with the issue over the phone. However, we just ask that people ring us first as our drop-in is still closed.
Okay, now today, as I mentioned, we're focusing on carers and families. What information and supports are available for carers from your good selves at Citizens Information?
Okay, so we provide information, advice and advocacy across a broad range of topics that will be of interest to carers. We'd get a lot of queries in relation to carers' benefit, carers' allowance and the carer support grant. And we also advise on other secondary benefits such as fuel allowance, free travel and the household benefits package. And then I suppose other areas that we provide information on would include taking leave from work if you need to care for another person. To be honest, it's a very broad area. We're a one-stop shop for information, advice and advocacy. And if we don't have the answers, we'll always refer you to the place that does.
Okay, and I know there's even looking on your website, there's a huge, huge amount of information for carers because it can be quite complex. I imagine that there are a lot of queries coming into you in relation to being a carer.
Yes, we deal with that issue a lot. A carer is usually, I suppose, someone who looks after and supports a person who couldn't manage without their help. That could be due to age, physical or mental illness, or even a disability. It doesn't mean a professional care worker or a personal assistant who gets paid for their work. It's more if you're caring for someone, for example, a disabled child or adult or older person, you may qualify for a carer's payment from the Department of Social Protection. And the two main social welfare payments for people providing full-time care would be carer's benefit, which would be based on your PRSI, and carer's allowance then, which would be means-tested. And you may also qualify for the annual carer support grant, which used to be known as the Respite Care Grant.
Yeah, and of course we know that the carers allowance being means tested is a big bugbear for Family Carers Ireland, but that's a discussion for a different day. Now, what does full-time care mean?
Okay, so if the person you're caring for is over the age of 16, they must be so incapacitated as to require full-time care and attention. And this means that the person needs continuous supervision and frequent assistance throughout the day in connection with their normal personal needs. For example, help to walk and get about, eat or drink, wash, bathe and dress. The person may also need continuous supervision in order to avoid danger to themselves. Or if the person is aged under 16, they must be getting domiciliary care allowance if you're applying for carer's allowance, or just have medical certification if you're applying for carer's benefit. And the general rule at home is that you'd be providing 30 plus hours per week of care.
Okay, are there other rules that apply to the carer's allowance?
Yes, so you must be over 18 years of age. You mustn't be employed, self-employed, doing voluntary work or training or any education outside the home for more than 18 and a half hours per week. And you must be habitually resident in the state.
But it is important that you can do 18 and a half hours outside
of
the home. Okay, that is important. And then is there a means test with the carer's allowance?
Yeah, there is. So I suppose just to summarise the means test in relation to cash income, if you're single, you can have up to €332.50 of your gross weekly income coming in per week, and that's not taken into account in the means test. Or if you're married or in a civil partnership or cohabitating, the first €665 of your combined weekly income is not taken into account. and PRSI, union dues and superannuation may be taken off when working out that figure. And then with capital, which would include savings, investments, shares or any property you have, but not including your own home, the first €20,000 would not be taken into account.
That's carer's allowance, then carer's benefit is different.
Yeah, so with the carer's allowance, the difference would be you must be age 16 or over and under 66. You must have been employed for at least 8 weeks, whether consecutive or not, in the previous 26-week period before becoming a carer. And you must have been in employment for a minimum of 16 hours per week or 32 hours per fortnight. And you must be giving up work in order to become a full-time carer. And you must meet the PRSI conditions as well.
Okay, and that, you know, generally speaking, that could be somebody who might be suddenly deciding to look after, or maybe an elderly relative who suddenly became unwell and they're giving up their job to actually do it. So what are the PRSI contribution conditions for the carer's benefit that you just mentioned?
Okay, so you must have at least 156 contributions paid at any time between when you started paying contributions and the time you make your first claim for carer's benefit. So 156 will be 3 years of PRSI. Plus, on top of that, you must have either 39 contributions paid in the relevant tax year or 39 contributions paid in the 12-month period before the start of your carer's benefit, or 26 contributions paid in the relevant tax year and 26 paid in the year before that. And just in tax year with social welfare, for example, a claim going in 2022, the relevant tax year would always be 2020, so 2 years before. And also what's important is it's only contributions at class A, B, C, D, H and E can be counted towards carer's benefit. Unfortunately, class S or self-employed contributions do not count.
All right, okay. And a lot of that sounds complicated, but that's exactly where a call through to citizen information, people will be able to go through the number crunch with people. And then if people do qualify for either the carer's allowance or benefit, how much is it worth?
Yeah, so the carer's allowance will be worth €224 per week and the carer's benefit is worth €225 per week. Plus, you can claim extra increases if you've got dependent children. Plus, there's a slightly higher rates of payments as well if you, the carer, are over 66 years of age.
You mentioned the carer support grant, which I think people still refer to, as you said, as the respite grant.
Yeah.
Just explain that and who's entitled to that.
Yeah, so the carer support grant is paid to carers once a year by the department, and it used to be called the respite care grant, but it's currently gone up to €1,850. It used to be €1,700. You do not need to be getting carer's allowance or carer's benefit to apply and qualify for the carer's support grant. You just need to be able to show that you are providing full-time care and attention to someone and that you're not working outside the home for more than 18 and a half hours per week, or signing for job seekers credits.
Yes.
So it's a relatively straightforward payment.
And it's the first week in June, I know, because we get calls in every year about it. What about leave from work then for carers?
Yeah, so employees who have worked for their employer for at least 12 months can apply for carers leave, and then they can take up to 104 weeks off per person that they're caring for. The employer is not required to pay them while they're on their carers leave, but the Department of Social Protection, once they approve the carer's benefit payment, the employer will grant the leave, and employers are entitled at least 6 weeks written notice, we'll say, from the employee. And obviously your job is secure. You have that job
to
go back to.
To go back, and that is the important one. Now, you want to go through the various types of leave for parents, and there is quite a few.
Yeah, so it gets a bit confusing because there's lots of types of leave for parents, we'll say. So just to kind of summarise those and break those down, and these will be statutory entitlements and some are paid and some are unpaid. So we'll just start with your maternity benefit that most people will be aware of. Obviously, that's available to female employees. It's 26 weeks of paid leave and you can apply for an additional 16 weeks of unpaid leave. Then we have adoptive leave. And so that can be for one parent of the adoptive couple or a parent who's adopting alone can apply for it. It's 24 weeks of paid leave to adoptive benefit and up to 16 weeks of unpaid leave. And then we'll say with kind of leave that people are less familiar with, they're kind of newer ones. So we start with paternity leave that came in 2016. That's for new parents of children under 6 months of age Usually the father or the partner of the mother will apply for that, and it's 2 weeks of payment, or sorry, 2 weeks of leave from work, and yes, you can apply for paternity benefit payment from the department for that.
And then, that's the one that the dads usually do to give the mums a helping hand while they're out on maternity leave.
Exactly. Yeah. Usually the dads take it because they want to be around immediately after the child is born. And then we have parental leave, which is around for quite a while. That's for either mum or dad, we'll say, and it's for either a parent like that. We'll say have a child up to the age of 12, and it's 26 weeks off of work, and it's unpaid from work and from social welfare, unfortunately. And then finally, parents leave, which is quite new. So that is for parents of children under 2 years of age, or it can be used by parents of adopted children in the first 2 years of the placement of the child. And currently, we'll say that's 5 weeks, but it will be increasing later on in the year, and they can apply for parents' benefit for that as well.
Okay, so there's a lot of different ones there for sure. Now, wasn't there also some changes in the budget with parents' leave and parents' benefit?
Yeah, so it was announced in budget 2022 that there will be changes coming in from July this year, so July coming. So the first change is the 5 weeks of parents' leave will increase to 7 weeks for each parent, and the 5 weeks of parents' benefit will increase to 7 weeks for each parent as well. So it just means that the parents' leave and the parents' benefit is going from 5 weeks up to seven, but not until July of this year.
Okay, all right. And just very finally, because we every single day, I think without fail, we'll get a call or a text in about this, the extra payment of the €100 for people on the fuel allowance. I know online under citizens, your own citizen information page, it's to be paid in May. Is there an actual date on when that extra €100 is going to be paid out?
No, I was actually on behalf of a client phoned the fuel allowance section only last week on that to see if they had a date, and they said even in the department they don't have a date yet. So we don't know on that one yet.
All right. I can see somebody's trying to buy oil and is wondering, is it okay? So sometime in May, and where are we at the 9th of May? So it could go right through to the end of May. Okay. And if people would like to find out more about what we've discussed here, George, or any items, citizen information can help them, what's the best number to contact you guys at?
Yeah, so if they'd like to call us in North and East County Cork, they can get us on 0818 077 970, or else 0818 07 8000, or if they want to contact us in our West Cork offices, the number is 0818 07 8390.
Okay, and we're at my go-to page, citizensinformation.ie, a mine of information. George, a pleasure as always. Thank you for that, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.